As a web designer or developer who is running their own web business, do you find yourself struggling to find clients, undercharging for your services, confused over your process and more? Trust me, I've been there, and if you found yourself nodding along to any of these, then this is the podcast for you. If we haven't met before, welcome friend, my name is Ben Bellamy and I'm your new favourite website biz expert. I spend my days running my own successful international web design business, following my dreams and running the business that I love. If you are an ambitious web designer or developer running their own web biz, I'll be delving deep in my years of experience and teaching you all about how to get dream clients, streamline your process, and grow your revenue to 5K months and beyond. So grab that cup of tea and get comfy. It's time to listen to the Grow Your Web Biz podcast. With a wealth of tools and a massive range of different softwares for various things within our businesses, where do we even begin? Recently, I was listening to somebody's podcast episode where they were talking about all the tools and the systems and the software they used within their business. And it made me think, oh my God, I love this. I love hearing about tools and systems and what people are using to see if there's anything that I should be using or anything I should change up or what's the latest thing. So it made me think I'm going to record the exact same episode for you guys and talk about the tools and systems I use within my web design business. So let's get straight down into it because I've got loads of great tools to talk about and I feel like this episode might end up being like 3 hours long. So let's get straight into it. One of my favorite tools and is like my go-to, I love them, I would die for them, is Elementor Pro. So I am a WordPress designer and Elementor Pro is the builder that I use within WordPress. Now there are loads of different builders out there. I'm sure maybe you use one of your own, whether it's Beaver Builder. See, I don't even know the names. Beaver Builder, WP Bakery, Avada. I mean, there's just so many different ones. Elementor Pro, for me, is just the best. Out of all the ones I have tried and I've looked at and seen, Elementor Pro gives you the most flexibility. Oh, mwah, chef's kiss. Like, it's beautiful. They're always adding new and amazing features. And it just is so intuitive. Even the drag and drop functionality where you can drag different widgets, you can then customize that widget pretty much to your heart's content. So even from my perspective as a web designer, it is so intuitive, but then also from the client's perspective. So I always give my clients free rein to their websites. It's their website, they own it, they can do whatever they want with it. And so often my clients will go in and make changes to their content. They'll change out images, they'll change out text. And Elementor Pro, where you have this click functionality where you can like click on a text box and just edit it straight away, is amazing. And so for the client perspective, it's so easy to use. So many of my clients have said to me before that they've used a various builder for WordPress and it was just really complicated. And Elementor Pro by far is the easiest. I even had a client say to me the other day that they were almost going to get in touch with me and ask for my help with a change because they have this functionality on their website where it displays their social media stats. And because it's like a rolling number, like when you go and look at the section on the website, the number ticks up from zero to the current number really quickly. And so in their mind, they were like, oh, that's got function and feature. Like, there's no way I'm going to be able to change that. And it was as simple as clicking on it and then changing the numbers within the box that appears to the left, like so easy. And she was just like, oh my God, this is just so, so good. So if you are not building websites within Elementor Pro, I would thoroughly recommend it. And I often say to people who, because sometimes it's really easy to stay within the website builder that we currently use, because it's what we know, whether we bought widgets, whether it's whatever. And I'm not here to sell anything to you today, but Elementor Pro is and truly, I cannot even describe it. It is so good. So if you're interested in Elementor Pro, head to the link in the bio. I'm going to add my affiliate link there, just FYI. If you don't want to use my affiliate link, just go to Elementor, I think it's elementor.com, or just Google Elementor Pro, take a look at their stuff. It really, really is excellent and helps me be a better designer and helps my clients have better websites. Now, one of the other tools I use within my business is called Better Proposals. Oh, this one as well is so good. I'm so excited to talk to you guys about it. Better Proposals is it's a proposal tool. So this is how I send my proposals and my quotes to my clients. Within Better Proposals, I have a really nice template set up with all my images, with all my text. And then all I've got to do when I have to send a proposal to a client, I go into Better Proposals, I set up the client's details, so like the company name, their name, the email address, and then it creates a proposal for me where it takes my template and then I just have to edit the specific details. Like I have to add the client's name and specific details about the project, but the bare bones of everything of the proposal is already there. So it's really straightforward and it looks great. Then I can actually send the proposal through Better Proposals and they have an option because it's interactive. So when the client gets the email, they click a button and it opens the proposal in their web browser, like an interactive PDF. And then they go through all the different sections. And then there's an option at the end where you can use this to sign contracts. I don't, but you can have the client sign a contract. But so I actually have my clients like type their name to agree to that they want to go ahead with the proposal. But also there's the option to add your packages. So if you do multiple packages or add-ons, you can have the client actually select which add-ons they want and it like provides them a little total. And then when they accept the quote, you obviously get an email and then you get the email with that total. And like it's got a whole dashboard so you can see the revenue that's in your proposal pipeline so you know how much you've quoted for. You can see how much you've lost, how much you've won. You can see when the client, I don't know if I already said this, but you can see when the client actually opens the email and then reopens the email. So you get all that kind of information. So it's just really, really good. And I found since I've been using this tool that because it's such a wow compared to just sending a PDF, clients are already like, okay, this is major. Like I'm impressed. Like I know if this is what the proposal looks like, what is my website gonna look like? Like, wow. So it's really, really good. Again, I'm going to add my affiliate link into the description of this podcast episode. Go and check it out. Or otherwise just Google Better Proposals. In fact, for everything that I talk about today, I should have said this at the beginning really, but for everything that I talk about today, I am gonna add all of the links into the show notes so you can get quick access. Or just equally go and Google them. Some of these links will be affiliate links, just FYI. I always just like to be honest and upfront about that kind of stuff. But all the information will be in the show notes. So definitely, it's worth the investment. I can't remember how much I pay for it, if I'm being honest. I think it might be like $20 a month. Might completely have that backwards. But I've earned that money back like 100 times over just from having this tool. So it's so, so good. The next thing that I want to talk about is called Airtable. I don't believe I actually pay for this. And Airtable is great for managing the content within my business. So when I say content, I mean, specifically, I use this to manage my social media content. So my email marketing, my social media content, my planning of my podcast episodes for this very podcast. And anything other. So I'm currently working on a digital course. So I'm using it to plan that as well. And basically it's like an Excel spreadsheet on crack. Like it's a completely customizable spreadsheet. You can pretty much do anything with it. I mean, it's really excellent. And in terms of like planning the podcast, I have all of my episode titles. I have the theme so I can set all like different data options. So like currently for the theme, I have a drop down and then I pick which, because obviously my themes are set. Episode numbers and then my talking points. So then I have a big text box against each of the cells so I can just chuck in all the information and read from my notes. It's just a really good way. Like if you use Excel spreadsheets for any kind of like planning in your business, absolutely go and have a look at Airtable. As I say, I don't even pay for this version. I'm not sure what limitations I have with it, but planning content with it is really excellent. So definitely go and have a look. The next tool that I use is Asana. So I am I'm a little bit back and forth with stuff like this. I use Asana to specific, I mean, Asana is a very popular one. You've probably heard of it. It's like a project management tool, or like a, I'm butchering this description, but like a to-do list tool. So you can basically chuck all your stuff that you need to do for projects in, tick stuff off, mark stuff as in progress, done, however it might be. So basically it's just really good to manage the tasks and your projects. I really struggle with Asana because I actually use Michael Hyatt's full focus planner. So I have a physical planner that I will write out the stuff that I have to do within my day and in my week and in my month and my goals. So I religiously use that. And just a side note, I know this isn't really like a, you know, a system or a tool. I mean, I suppose it could be, but Michael Hyatt's full focus planner, really excellent. So Asana, I kind of use more for like bigger planning in terms of like looking at maybe what I've got to do within the month, or I've recently started, I help a specific client with email marketing. And so we're using Asana to plan out the month in terms of like the email campaigns. So that's really helpful. So I have actually recently started paying for Asana because previously you had to pay for 5 seats. And so it was really quite expensive. So I've always just stuck to the free version. And then they've reduced it down to 1 seat or 2 seats. So I've started paying for it monthly in with this the hope of like, okay, if I'm going to pay for it, I'm going to use it more because it was free. I just wasn't really buying into it. I still could be using it better. This is my message to myself, Ben. You need to start using Asana a bit better. But it is really good, especially when working with a team, when we can set projects and to-do lists and tasks, and I can allocate stuff. So it is really, really good. Now, maybe this one's a little bit more controversial if you are a designer, but I really love Canva. So don't get me wrong, I pay for Creative Cloud and the Adobe Suite. I have all the Adobe products, Photoshop, InDesign, everything. I've got it all. I'm even using Adobe Audition to record this very podcast. But there are some things in Canva that are just so quick and easy and that I love, that in comparison to doing it in Photoshop, I'm like, okay, I've got to do it within Canva. One of the main things that I've started doing, which I couldn't even believe it was so easy, Canva has a tool where you can remove the background on an image. So if you need to cut a person out or an object out, you can literally just throw it into Canva, click a button, and then it will do it for you. And it's pretty much like 95% accurate. You can like tweak it, but most of the time, like, I don't have to tweak it. So whereas before I was like manually cutting out like backgrounds off people for various things, for various graphics, I literally just chuck it into Canva, click a button, it's done. So easy. I also use Canva for the templates for my social media. So I've spoken about this on my my other podcast. So if you listen to my other podcast, you might have heard me say this before, but I very much, when it comes to Canva, didn't want to use the templates because I didn't want people to look at my social media and look at my stuff and go, oh, like, he's meant to be a designer and he's not even using his own graphics. Now, I don't ever like sell anything in the sense of that I'm making out that it's my own. But when it comes to social media content, using Canva templates to create graphics for my social media just makes the process 100 times easier. And I actually see some really big names, people who have got like hundreds of thousands of followers who are blue ticked, that using Canva templates. And I thought to myself, do you know what? If they can use it, so can I. So I actually pay for the pro version of Canva. It's really, really good. I love it. There's loads of more great features, but for the pure element of using the background remover tool and having all the templates, it's just golden. Now, one of the tools that I use to manage my clients' websites, because I offer hosting and maintenance, is called ManageWP by GoDaddy. And basically this tool, it's a plugin on all of my clients' websites, but it allows me to log into one dashboard and see a whole overview of what's going on. So within all of my clients' websites who pay me to maintain them, I can update all of the plugins en masse with a click of a button. ManageWP also helps me run daily backups. I don't have to do anything. The backups just run themselves. Daily security scanning just happens. I don't have to do anything. And there are loads of other great features as well. Even a client, it's like a client report that's generated, my clients get at the beginning of each month on the previous month, just with loads of great information. And it just means that the client, and that all happens automatically. So the client is getting this great report where they get all kinds of info about their website, backups, updates, security, all that kind of stuff. I don't have to do a thing except click a few buttons to make that stuff happen. Now, you do have to pay per website, per feature, but it's something like $2 a month for backups, maybe like $1 for security. And then I think other things are like $1 per add-on. So you can mix and match what add-ons you want for each website. But obviously that kind of cost is incorporated into the monthly retainer my clients pay me anyway. And so it's just like, it just becomes nothing. Then for what the work that it saves me, oh my God, it is so, so good. So if you are managing clients' websites on a monthly retainer for maintenance, absolutely go and have a look at Manage WP, because it is so, so excellent. And it will just save you such a headache of having to individually go into people's websites and manually like click and update every plugin, manually do backups. Manage WP, just life changing. One of the things that I use and subscribe to is called Envato Elements. And this is basically a monthly subscription that I pay, and I get basically a full library of loads of different stuff: stock photos, music, stock video, graphics, graphics templates, fonts, plugins, WordPress stuff. And basically I can download anything that I want. There's no limit, and I can license it to any kind of project that I want, and then I can use it. And it's just part of my monthly subscription. I think I pay like $30 for this a month. And honestly, so helpful, because if there's ever a time when my clients are feeling stuck for imagery and they want to use some stock images, I send them there and I can just download them. If there is any music that I need for my podcast, I go there, I grab it. Any video, even the other day, I downloaded some plugins that normally would have cost me like $60 as part of my subscription. I obviously didn't get it for free because I pay the subscription, but I didn't have to pay the $60. So it's just a really good tool. And there's been so many times when it's just helped me grab things and get things really quickly. And I don't necessarily have to search the whole internet for something and buy it. And so I've saved money really by paying the subscription. So if you're ever really stuck for any of that stuff, like I said, images, video, any kind of stock thing, music, plugins, definitely go and have a look at Envato Elements, because it just is, I've saved money.
Do you find yourself struggling to get clients for your web design business? Are you unsure where exactly to go and find them? This is why I created my free guide, 7 Easy Strategies to Get More Clients. In this guide are ways that I have generated clients for my own international web design business, and I've personally used each of these methods to grow my business into a success. This free guide includes 7 ways to get more clients, a clear action for you to take and a tip for each of the ways, and a checklist to help you work through each one. Head over to benbellamy.co.uk/moreclients to grab your free copy today. The link is also in the show notes. Now, back to today's episode.
Now, I always like to connect my clients' websites up to Cloudflare. If you don't know what Cloudflare is, I'm going to butcher this description, but basically, by having my sites connected up to Cloudflare, it helps with security and it helps with DDoS attacks. Not that any of my sites necessarily do or have been DDoS attacked, but you know, it could happen. It helps with speed optimization, caching. There's loads of really great stuff. Now, I only do the free version. I think the paid version is like $200 a month, and I don't have the need for it. So all of my sites are just connected up on the free version. And so they get the added benefit of the Cloudflare CDN for speed, the caching, and there's just some really great extras in there to speed up your site, keep your site secure, and it's free and easy. So I always connect my client sites up with that. Obviously, because I host and maintain sites for clients, that just works for me. If you don't host and maintain your client sites, you're just building them a website, you can't really do that, but you could recommend it to clients. But equally, you could connect your own website up to Cloudflare. So I definitely would recommend that. Now, when it comes to signing contracts, I'm a big on contracts. We should never be doing a project without having signed a contract. So after I've quoted somebody using Better Proposals and they accept the proposal, I then use HelloSign to send them a contract. HelloSign is super simple. I have a Word document template saved on my computer, and actually I think it is also saved on HelloSign as well. And essentially I upload the document into HelloSign, and then HelloSign gives me these boxes that I literally will put over the Word document. It then assigns the client specific boxes. So I would add a box for the client's name, the client's company name, the client, the date the client was signing it, and then a space for the client's signature. And then I also add spaces for my own bits. So then what happens is when I send it through HelloSign, when the client opens it, it's all digital, it's all online, and they all they have to do is fill in the boxes, and HelloSign directs them where to do it. It's completely legally binding, and you get a report on the end of the contract that like shows where, at when it was opened, when it was signed, the IP address and stuff like that. And so when it's been signed by both parties, you both get emailed a copy, and it's just done and secure. So I think I pay, I want to say $13 a month, I think, for this. You do have a limit on how many contracts you can send out within a month. Obviously, if you send out more, you can pay more than that. I'm pretty sure if you are signing 3 and less contracts a month, then you don't have to pay for it and it's free. So they have really great payment plans, and I would always recommend using contracts for projects. Never start a project if you haven't signed a contract. And I would say they're the best and simplest to use. So I would thoroughly recommend them. In terms of my email marketing, I am a lover of ConvertKit. I pay about $21 for this. And with ConvertKit, I get loads of great features in terms of email sequences, in terms of automations, in terms of like tagging clients of various emails. So it's really intuitive. You can either use it as simply or as advanced as you want to. Obviously, with all email providers like this for email marketing, you are limited on the amount of subscribers you can get and emails you can send. I don't know what that is, if I'm being honest. I haven't looked at what the limits are in a while, but they're all fairly similar. And I think for me, ConvertKit was just the best choice. They have loads of really great features. Obviously, there are other valid options. If you're not ready to pay for an email marketing platform, then MailChimp or MailerLite might be the right way forward. And actually, if you haven't listened to last week's podcast episode with Teresa Heath-Waring, we talked all about email marketing. So that would definitely be worth a listen if you are interested in your email marketing and you haven't already heard it yet. Now, when I send my invoices and for my bookkeeping, I use QuickBooks. QuickBooks is so easy and simple. I log in, I'm able to send all my invoices, I can track my revenue, my spend, and everything. There's an app. And I sometimes, when I receive invoices from various suppliers or different companies, and I see they're not using a system like QuickBooks or even like Xero, or there are a few other systems out there, and I can see it's like a manually typed invoice, I'm like, oh my God, like how? Like, you're making so much more work for yourself. QuickBooks is great because they have different levels depending on where you are with your business. So even if you are just self-employed and you're kind of starting out, they have a self-employed version, which is just as viable. You don't get as many functions and features as the level that I have within my business, but it's still good. And obviously it's at a more affordable cost. I think it's like $15 a month. I don't actually know how much I pay for QuickBooks for the version that I'm using, because I do it all through my accountant. My accountant has an account with them. I obviously pay my accountant a fee, and as part of the fee that I pay my accountant each year, it includes my QuickBooks subscription. So with QuickBooks, it's just really good. All of my clients' details are saved. I can send invoices really easily. Clients can actually pay if I allow the option for them to pay an invoice through PayPal and pay by card. So for my international clients who I deal with in America and Australia, they can pay me for my invoices. In the invoice, through PayPal, by card, and it's all just done, and it's great. All the transactions link up together, so any money that's coming into my bank or an invoice that's paid through PayPal, it links to the invoice. I can reconcile everything. I get really great reports on my P&L, my revenue. I can set it all kinds of like for the month, the financial year. It's just a really good tool for me to go into my business and go like, okay, this is how much money I've made so far. These are the expenses. Because even tracking expenses is really easy in terms of any bank transactions that come in that's an expense, I just mark what kind of expense they are. I can attach receipts to them. It's just a dream. I can't imagine not using it within my business, especially at the end of the financial year when you have to come to do your accounting with your accountant. I couldn't imagine what that would be like if I didn't use QuickBooks. I imagine it would be hellish. So if you're not using some kind of invoicing system, you really, really should be. And I would thoroughly recommend QuickBooks on the basis that they have multiple levels in terms of where you are at with your business. It's really good. So definitely go and have a look. Now, in terms of scheduling my social media content, there are loads of different platforms out there, but I love AgoraPulse. Now, AgoraPulse is a high-level platform. I pay 120 euros a month for this. And so it's expensive. Bearing in mind, there are some platforms out there that you maybe pay like $30 a month for. So this one is expensive. There's no denying it. However, I just love the functions and features. I love the way it looks. It's so easy to schedule things across all my platforms. They have this thing that's called, It's not called rescheduling, but basically I can set up a list of content. And once that post has been posted out, it will add itself to the bottom of the list. And then it will repost down the line. So basically I can create continuous content and it will just repost itself over time and I don't have to do anything, which in some instances works really well. They also have really great reports. So if you're a social, if you're a social media manager, but anyone listening to this probably is not a social media manager. However, within your business, if you did offer some kind of social media management service, they have really great reports within AgoraPulse on accounts. So it's really great if you did have a client, you could use that to show information on their social media accounts, but it's also great within your own social media accounts to look at that. So they're really, really good, although they are on the expensive side. I've used other social media tools over time. They're all okay, but I've just found AgoraPulse for me is just the one. Now, this is more of a website that I use now and again, but it's called builtwith.com. So if I ever find somebody's website and I'm like, oh, like I really want to know what that was built with, what's included, I go to builtwith.com and I can chuck the website in there. I think you get 2 searches a day. And basically, it will just tell you all the details about what the website platform is, any of the obvious plugins that are installed and systems that are connected. And it's just really great to be nosy, especially sometimes when you see a site and you're like, oh, I'd love to know that function or that feature, how that worked. So builtwith.com is great for snooping. I love it. I'm also a big fan of a few Google Chrome extensions and I use these regularly. One of the extensions is called Fonts Ninja. So basically I flip the extension on. If I see a font on someone's website, I love the look of, I can then hover over it and it will tell me exactly what font it is. So then if I want to reuse that font within a design, I know I can just go and look it up and I know what it is. I also use ColourPick Eyedropper, which allows me to do basically the same thing, but instead of fonts, colors. So if I see a color that I like on a site, I can just go straight away and grab the hex code and then I can use that within my design. I also use Grammarly because especially when writing content or writing emails, it's always good to have that extra backup in terms of like spelling and grammar. So Grammarly is great for that. And then I also use a plugin called Go Full Page, which basically I click the button and it will take a full page screenshot of a site. So especially if I've seen a website design, I'm like, wow, that is amazing. I love that. I will snap a shot of it just for inspiration later on, or before and after shots. So a before shot of a client's website when it was not looking so great, and then an after shot when I've designed it and it's looking amazing. So it's a great way to, whether in social media or maybe if you have a case studies page or a portfolio page on your website, allows you to show the before and after. And I just think it's like a really great, great little feature. One of the other tools that I love to use is LastPass. And this is basically a password storing function within Google. It's like an add-on within Google Chrome, but they do have their own website. And basically, it allows me to, firstly, store all of my passwords securely across multiple devices. But if I need to share a password with a client or a client needs to share a password with me, they can do it through LastPass, where I get the access for the website in my LastPass account, but I don't get to see the password. So when I go to the website to log in as the client, I can use LastPass and it will just put the password in for me without me personally knowing it. So it's just a great way to share passwords in a secure way. And it also means in the scenario, whether you've finished a project or you're ending a working relationship with a project, with a client, you can delete off their information and their password details. So, which you should be doing for, you know, for security. If you're not working with that client anymore for whatever reason, you don't need to hold on to that data. So that's really great. And also you can revoke access. So if I gave passwords out to somebody and then I decided, actually, I need to take this back off them, I can revoke the access within LastPass so they don't have it anymore. Whereas if you physically give someone a password, unless you change it, they've kind of got that. So LastPass is great for storing all my passwords and info, but for collaborating with clients, it's great as well. Now, I mentioned earlier that I do hosting and maintenance for clients on a monthly retainer, and I don't actually invoice my clients for this, except I have a couple of clients who are on annual subscriptions and I do invoice from that, but the rest of my clients pay me monthly and they actually pay me through Go Cardless. So I set up direct debits all through Go Cardless for all of my clients. And then when they come on board, they sign on to the plan within Go Cardless, and they set up it sets up a direct debit for them on either a specified day of the month that I set in the plan, or on the day of signing up, it takes the money. And so then it will take the money every single month, week, day, year, whatever it might be. You can set all of that up and you don't have to worry about it. Now, yes, you do have to pay a small fee on top of that, including VAT. However, it's pretty minuscule, and the time that it saves me having all of my retainers just come through Go Cardless, whereas if I was invoicing people, I'd be forever chasing people every month. It would just be such a nightmare. So Go Cardless is like one of my go-tos. It's great. They just pay the money straight into my bank and it's good to go. So it's a really, really good way, especially as you start to grow. And if you offer maintenance and retainers, you're going to need a system in place like that in order to take all of those payments and manage that. The last thing you want to be doing is sitting there invoicing hundreds of clients every month, and then again the next month and the next month. It just won't be feasible. And one of the last tools that I like to use is, I want to say coolers.co or colors.co. I don't really know how I'm meant to be saying that, but it is coolors.co. And this is basically a color palette website, which helps me plan color palettes. So you can add in specific colors if you've already got them, and it will help you match up other colors to those existing colors, or you can get full inspiration. And it's just really good for if you need to create a color palette for anything, for a brand, for a website. It's a really great place to start in order to do that. And it's as simple as that. So I've kind of offloaded on you guys. I'm looking at the ticker and it's saying we are on about 30 minutes. So this was a longer episode than normal, and even I've even got some more that I could go into detail about, but maybe this will be a future episode that we'll talk about this kind of stuff, because I'm conscious normally my episodes are about 20 minutes if they're not an interview, so we're well over time already. As I said earlier, all of the links for all of these tools will be in the show notes, so if you want to go and have a look at one of these tools, absolutely go to the show notes and take a look, because there are so many great things that I use within my business that just make my life so much easier. And I want that for you too. So absolutely take a little look, and I will see you guys next time.
Phew, what an episode. But don't disappear just yet. If you loved today's episode as much as I did and want to tell the world about it, then I'm going to ask you to please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review. Not only will I love you forever, but every time I get an amazing review from one of my listeners, I do a happy dance, and it absolutely makes my day. I'll drop a link where you can leave me a 5-star review in the show notes. Thank you in advance, and I'll see you next time.